It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
Time for California Wine Country. Barry Herbst is back with us. Good to see you.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Adam Lee is back from Siduri. And Sam Lando from Lando Wines. Guys, welcome.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And me.
And some guy named Dan is over there in the corner. Dan Berger, of course, my co-host. We're going to talk about Rise Up Sonoma, this amazing event that's coming up this Sunday. But first, as I always want to do, let's start with Adam. And Adam, talk about the history of Siduri Wines and your involvement.
Sure. So Siduri was a winery that my wife Diana and I started back in 1994 with $24,000.
Wow, 94. I knew you guys have been around a long time.
Yeah, you see how gray I am. It tells you a lot. 24,000 made 107 cases. We took a sample to a wine writer, got a little drunk and took a sample to a wine writer, and he liked the wine a lot and got us enough press that we started out with the winery and were able to grow it from there and grew it up to about 25,000 cases from grapes from Oregon all the way down to Santa Barbara.
You used to work with Costa Brown, right?
I did not work with him. I share a lot of vineyards with him.
Oh, okay.
That was, I never...
Well, now, wait a minute. It says right here, after working for 5 years with Costa Brown.
Oh, that's me, Steve.
I'm on the wrong page. I'm sorry. That's right. We're talking about Siduri. That's Lando. Okay. Never mind.
So I did. No. Sam,
let's just pretend you worked with Costa Brown.
Yes, I did, actually. I did as much work as Sam did there.
That's a damn good point.
Yeah.
So when was your first vintage?
First vintage for me was the 94 vintage. We never studied winemaking. We just decided to give it a chance. And we worked in wine retail for a long time, but never studied winemaking.
So are you the winemaker?
I am the winemaker.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you do UC Davis or anything?
No, never. I took one-day class in doing my own lab work, and that was about it.
Really?
Yep.
All right. Our guests today are Perry Johnson, Anderson Miller, and Moskowitz. And, no, sorry.
You and Paul?
That was last segment. Well, I said it's California Wine Country with Tracy Carrillo at one point.
Oh, this God. Was the cannabis show.
Yeah, I'm getting old.
Yeah, not yet.
I'm a little early, so.
No more bong loads.
Okay, and Sam, talk about Lando.
Yeah, we've been around, as you were alluding to earlier, Steve, we've been around, since 2012 vintage. Been in the industry for about 22 years. Learned a lot from great friends. Started producing kind of style of Pinot that we enjoy, intense and yet elegant. And we only sell the wine twice a year, 3 weeks in the spring, 3 weeks in the fall. And as you mentioned earlier, I worked with Costa Brown for years, and it was just a natural evolution.
And so did Adam, apparently.
And so did Adam. We had many joyous evenings together. But from there, you know, this has been just one crazy roller coaster ride. We've been fortunate to where, you know, we can't make wine fast enough. People are enjoying what we're doing. But, you know, kind of wrapping this around to the event, we were one of the unfortunate brands that had our entire 2016 vintage sleeping gracefully up at Paradise Ridge.
Oh.
So, you know, as we were dodging fires and evacuations, we got word on that, you know, late in the afternoon on Monday of that night. And I'll tell you, you want to talk about the feel-good of Sonoma County and the camaraderie, I sent an email to about 18 of my colleagues and said, guys, this is unprecedented territory, but we lost our entire 16 vintage, and I'm hoping I can buy a barrel of good Russian River, good Sonoma Coast, and I need the barrel of the liquid in the rack, and we're going to create a very special commemorative two wines for this year, and it's going to be a Lando Sonoma Coast Phoenix blend.
Really?
Russian River Phoenix blend. And I brought with us today a little bit of, I mean, granted, this has only been in the bottle for 2 weeks, so it's a little rough around the edges, but, I mean, talk about the humanity of your good friends and colleagues that have just... Everybody got back to me within an hour on that email and said, yeah, we're in. We don't have two barrels. We have three or we have four.
Yeah. It's been amazing, huh? We've been talking about it for a month, how people are just coming together.
The camaraderie in this community is unbelievable. Yeah.
But that also led to this event. A couple of years ago, we did an event to raise money for the Valley Fire folks. And while we're growing a business, you know, we're still scratching two nickels together to make things happen. And right as this fire was happening, that midday on that Monday, I had a bunch of chef friends and other winery friends going, well, hey, are we going to do another event? I'm like, guys, we're still on the run. You know, let's give me a couple of days to figure this out. And this Rise Up Sonoma event that's taking place on this Sunday at the Jackson Theater at Sonoma Country Day is, I honestly believe, I think it's going to be one of the most exciting food, wine, and music events we've had in the county.
Yeah, that's what I'm understanding. Yeah. Before we get into that, because I want to talk a lot about Rise Up Sonoma this Sunday, Dan, your thoughts on both Siduri and Lando wines?
The most important thing about Sonoma County over the last 15 years has been the development of Pinot Noir as a truly iconic product. Napa has always had fabulous Cabernet Sauvignon, and they make some very interesting Pinot Noirs from the Carneros region. But Sonoma County in the last 15 years has really sort of reached the pinnacle in terms of Pinot, and Siduri has done such a brilliant job of trying to capture all the different flavors from the different regions of the West Coast outside of, you don't make it a Washington State Pinot.
No, I don't need Washington, but Oregon down to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's pretty much it. And he's got so many brands, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's one brand, but so many different vineyard designates. And then of course Sam with his wonderful connections and the great long history of working with Costa Brown, actually.
Mm-hmm. And I worked for them too.
I think the most impressive thing is how many rather impressive Pinot Noirs we're beginning to see, and this Lando brand and the Siduri brand, they really represent the pinnacle of what we've been doing in the last decade and a half in this county. And this is something that nobody can meet or match. In Oregon, you've made Oregon Pinot Noirs, Adam, and you've got a couple with you today, and that's fabulous. This is such a great opportunity for us to see what a California winemaker can do with fruit coming from a different region.
And Adam, you brought a sparkling wine that your wife made?
Yes, so my wife is going to be pouring at the Rise Up Sonoma event, and she's going to be, it's the first time she's poured her sparkling wine. It's called Flaunt, Flaunt Wine Company, and she started it a little over 3 years ago. It's half Pinot Noir, half Chardonnay, and very dry. It's a brut style.
It is very dry.
Legit. Brute.
Yes. But I think it's got some wonderful flavors to it. And I know she just delivered some to you at Bottle Barn.
We're stocked.
I think the most exciting thing about this bubbly is the fact that it's going to age beautifully. It's got such an amazing low pH. It's got a great structure. There's very little sugar in it at all. I mean, this is really a purist's wine. And if you don't like, If you like sweeter brut wines, this is not for you.
Right.
This stuff is really dry.
It's already showing better than when I tried it 2 months ago.
It's got the yeasty, nutty character that roasted.
It's going to be fabulous in about 5 years.
Well, and she's really excited to support the community, what you're doing at Rise Up Sonoma, Sam. I mean, it's pretty fantastic that she's... and I decided I'm just going to attend and wander around and drink the whole time. So I bought a ticket. How's that?
Rise Up Sonoma is a special event at the Jackson Theater at Sonoma County Sonoma County Day School this Sunday. It starts at 4 p.m. 30 exclusive dine and wine stations, and the chefs are coming from San Francisco and Sonoma County. All of the best. We had Dustin Vallette, our good buddy, and Drive Hall of Famer in last week to talk about this. Sam, talk about how this all came together.
You know, it was, as I was mentioning earlier, I mean, we did a similar charity event 2 years ago, but that the rebound from that with how good and it just made, you know, to be able to put on an event where we get to showcase what we do and share that with the community and literally rise up the community, enjoy a good experience, and your contributions go to a positive cause, which, by the way, riseupsonoma.org is where you go to purchase tickets. For the event, I believe we have maybe 20 VIP tickets remaining and about 150, 180 general admission or so. So please, it's to bring this caliber of chef and wineries in. The wineries that are participating are not wineries that typically stand behind tables and pour wine. The chefs that we have there, the 30 from San Francisco, they're James Beard, they're Michelin-rated chefs, partnered with their buddies and dear friends here from Sonoma County of the same caliber. So to have that all in one room, and then for Dustin Vallette and I to sit back and pick which wine is going to go well with what these guys. It's just, we were like giddy little schoolgirls,
oh, I'm sure,
picking out where people are going and how they're going to pair with the wine and food. And it's, and then to boot, we have an incredible musician, Donovan Frankenritter, who is, for those of you who don't know his name, you've heard his music. I mean, he's across, I like to say he's between Jack Johnson and Ben Harper. And
I saw him in the Mel Brooks movie, Young Franken.
Young Frankenritter?
Yeah. Young Frankenritter.
But it's everybody is so excited to have 60 chefs. We also have 30 farmers that are in on these stations,
right,
as well.
Dustin mentioned that.
So
yeah,
it's 30, 30, 30, 30. The energy from all these folks to pull this together in...
Well,
6 weeks.
That's what I was going to point out. I can't believe you guys got all this together with all these people in such a short amount of time.
And to have Sonoma Country Day offer their facility to do this and their staff to help out. The amount of volunteers and everybody coming together, I mean, it's a more than a worthwhile cause. And to have everybody in our backyard pull together to really bring this forward is dynamite.
And the green room is the VIP room. Special musical talent that you just talked about. Plus, they're hosting a caviar and foie gras station
with
an assortment of exclusive wines. Now,
that works.
I'm there.
It's pretty wild. And there, I can't talk about the other celebrity chef that's going to be there, but there is, it's going to be curated by a really good personality in that VIP area. And
I can say.
You could. I mean,
he was supposed to, he's going to be on with us this
there
week.
You go. Well, I mean, you've got the info.
Guy Fieri.
Guy
Fieri is part of it.
There.
Yeah.
There, and there's another one in the
Oh, okay.
Guy.
All right.
Guy is going to be great to have there. I mean, talk about local hometown powerhouse.
He's very excited. We texted last week, and he's going to join us this week on the phone. I've known him since 96 when we opened Johnny Garlic's. But this is going to be an amazing event. It's you can get tickets at Brown Paper Tickets, right?
Well, it's you go to the website, and there's a ticket link to Brown Paper Tickets.
Okay.
But the website is riseupsonoma.org.
Okay.
And you can, all the information about the wineries, the chefs, click on the ticket link to go to the ticket section, which is hosted by Brown Paper Tickets. And we hope to see everybody there. Come support the community and enjoy some incredible food and wine.
And it starts at 4 on Sunday.
4 p.m. And then we transition into the music at around 7:30, 7:45.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty dynamite.
You going to be there, Dan?
I will probably be there, but I also want to know about what Adam's got going this weekend as well.
Well, not this week, but next
following
weekend.
The following weekend,
I've got an open house at Sidere Wines on the 9th from 11 to 4.
That's going to be a fun event.
We usually pour 20-odd wines, have wine specials. You get to try Pinot from Oregon all the way down to Santa Barbara. So it's and it's free on that one. So that's...
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal.
I'm definitely there, too.
Yeah, that's your price. So it's.
We have Chardonnay for him, though. That's important.
I'm sure we can come up with something.
Did anyone bring Chardonnay?
Just Chardonnay with bubbles. Have Chardonnay.
Dan, you're supposed to be in charge of my Chardonnay.
this week was a tricky one because these guys are Pinot specialists.
Yeah. All right. Well, we tasted Adam Lee's wife's. Sparkling wine.
Which is 50% Chardonnay, incidentally, but it's early harvest.
That's probably why I liked it so much.
Yes.
Sam, let's taste one of yours, and then we'll be back to Sidere.
Yeah, we can slide back. That's we have a little bit of our 2015 Sonoma Coast Pinot. As I mentioned, we only sell our wines twice a year, 3 weeks in the spring, 3 weeks in the fall. We just offered our Sonoma Coast to our mailing list friends. If you'd like to check out more about Lando Wines, go to landowines.com. I try to make everything pretty simple.
So Barry knows Lando at...
No, this is new on my radar. That's why I come to this show, to make new connections.
He'll be making deals out in the hallway as he does anyway. Oh, this is delicious, Pinot.
A little tight, a little backward so far, but gorgeous flavors with cranberry as the primary aromatic. Mm-hmm. And then a tartness in the mid palate, which is absolutely crying out for some rare roast beef. It's gorgeous wine.
I like the freshness.
And Dan Lay It Down Burger will lay this down for 50 years?
No, I think only about 2 or 3. See, the thing about this wine is, it's the best part about this wine is its acidity. And this wine is really built on a way that you can get to the wine sooner. All you have to do is buy it and open it up and decant it for an hour and a half. And then you've got your... The flavors are going to go great with the roast beef, You don't want to put this with something really heavily aromatic, because otherwise, that, if, for example, put this with lamb with garlic and rosemary, the wine would be obliterated.
Yeah. Or if you don't have a decanter, you can do like me, just put your thumb on the top and
shake it out. There we go. Or use one of those frothers, your coffee frothers.
Those do the job.
There we go.
But that acidity distinguishes Sonoma Coast from Russian River.
Absolutely.
For sure. And I get a little bit of the blue notes as well. So there's that little bit of tinge of blue fruit on the back end of the palate, and a little bit of lavender.
But it's a gorgeous wine. What are you selling it for? What's the retail?
It retails for $45 a bottle on the mailing list.
It's too cheap, but that's okay. We'll take advantage of that.
Thank you, Dan.
So we have one other wine here, Steve, which is something you probably will not see. This is a Beaujolais from Oregon. This is legitimate Beaujolais from Oregon.
And you said this is a recent bottle?
Brand new, 2017. It just came out of the tank 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
It has the diaper on it.
And, yeah, I still got the diaper. So this is Brandborg Cellars, and they make a Nouveau Beaujolais. They make about 60 cases of it, and that's about it. Never sees any wood. Goes in from stainless steel to the bottle. It's really delicious wine. It's light, feathery, elegant stuff, but with really nice fruit. The secret to this wine is that it's going to be finished in 6 months to a year. You won't drink this wine after a year.
Really?
This wine will be dead. You don't want to put this one away. You just drink this.
I like the nose.
It's gorgeous.
Let me take a
wait,
taste.
Take one sip. You'll see what I'm talking about. This stuff is just like silk.
So this is not not lay it down.
This is not lay it down. This is just drink it.
Wow.
Pop and pour.
But quickly, we got to take a break, but quickly run down for folks about Beaujolais.
A Beaujolais is usually made from Gamay Noir, but in this case, it's made. This is 100% Pinot Noir from Terry Brandborg's own individual estate property, which has some French clones on it. That's a really wonderful fruit.
And where in Oregon?
It's in Elkton, Oregon, in southern Oregon.
Oh, okay.
In the southern part of the state. It's in the Umpqua Valley. And this is $25 a bottle and 60 cases only. BrandborgWine.com if you want to get any. He's probably down to about 40 cases now. So I would say if you want it, get it and drink it up. 6 months or 7 months and you're done.
Thirty amazing chefs from San Francisco, 30 super chefs from Sonoma County. How many wineries? 30?
We're actually going to have, I believe it's 34 wineries there.
Okay, and 30 farmers are going to be there to
30 farmers,
explain about what they do?
It is, and from what I gather from the chefs from the Sonoma County and the San Francisco chefs, that they are highlighting some ingredients from these incredible farmers. So the farmers are going to be there to shake hands and talk, along with the incredible chefs and the wineries and the winemakers and the owners. And this, the other stipulation that we had, and we put this together, you know, it's one thing to have the chef and owner of their proprietor flagship, but it's important to have the owners and proprietors and winemakers be there as well. And it is really... It's going to be one heck of a love fest. I mean, I can't really think
of it. And I loved when I bought my ticket, you could select where some of the funds went to specifically.
Yes, exactly. Oh, really?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. We haven't talked about that with the group of business leaders and Sonoma County chefs and San Francisco chefs. We've all pinned down. When you look at, you click on the About section at the website, it shows the six funds. We have the human touch element, which refers to, you know, the crux of this was trying to help out the underinsured or uninsured.
Yeah.
And we really try to touch the human element there, and then also affordable long-term and short-term housing, which we're trying to tackle a fair amount of. And it's, you hear these other folks that have their causes that we're tied in with. We're trying to raise as much money as we can. So, I mean, as you were mentioning, Steve, I mean, these tickets are expensive. There's a reason for that. That's part of the contribution to these benefits to help these charities.
Yeah, explain that a little further, because I do have to say the tickets are $500 apiece.
That's for the general admission, and the VIP tickets are $1,500 a ticket.
Mike, write a check.
And they are, we wanted this to be a superb, top-notch, incredible, definitely not snooty or stuffy, but That fee.
No, that, because it's Sonoma County, folks.
It is.
We're
it's
not
snooty
or stuffy.
We are, you know, wine country to the T, all the way about everything. But we wanted that to be one of the main factors for helping raise money for this event. And we have a fair amount of folks coming up from Southern California, the Bay Area.
I believe it.
And it's really, we wanted to do that as our main fundraising element. So that's a part of it. And we're going to have a silent auction and a couple of live auction lots.
Cool.
To help out as well.
Okay, Adam Lee is here from Siduri Wines, Sam Lando from Lando Wines, and Dan Berger, of course. What are we looking at here, guys?
More Pinot.
So I brought a couple of Oregon Pinots, which was, I guess, kind of the unofficial theme of the day was to drink Oregon today. The idea really was I knew Dan had been in Oregon recently and so thought it was a fun opportunity to bring a couple of the wines that I have from Oregon, but then also given that we're going to have this open house at Siduri and we're going to be pouring some of our Oregon wines, the open house, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, pouring some of our Oregon offerings and all the way down to Santa Barbara, including some great stuff from Sonoma and Monterey as well.
How did you get involved with Oregon?
It's funny. The very first year that I made wine, it was at a winery called Lambert Bridge Winery, and make the wine, my wine there. And the general manager at the time had some land up in Oregon that he had purchased and planted, and that was his wife's family lived up there. And I think it was to keep his wife happy as much as anything that he purchased the land up there. And he saw what we were doing in making Oregon Pinot, or making California Pinot, Sonoma County Pinot, and he offered us some Oregon grapes. So we started in Oregon in 1995, our second year after making our first wine from here in California.
Wow. Dan?
Yeah, Oregon is my very first, the article that started my wine writing career in 1976, in March of 1976, I wrote an article on the Oregon wine country. There were four.
Really?
There were four wineries in Oregon, and I wrote about them. And that was the very first article I ever wrote about wine. And it's obviously it's come along faster than I ever anticipated. Oregon is now very, very preeminent in the area of making Pinot Noir, in particular from the Willamette Valley. But I've got an article coming up on the Umpqua Valley in the southern Oregon area.
Yeah, Willamette is Portland area.
Portland area, yeah. And then in the southern part of the state, there are two or three wine-growing regions that are pretty impressive, Applegate Valley and the Umpqua Valley and some others. The other interesting aspect to this is that Pinot Blanc seems to be getting real attention in Oregon now, and we're also seeing some wonderful Rieslings coming out of Oregon as well.
We just and then the Beaujolais that we tried earlier,
and that Beaujolais
that was great
from Brandborg Cellars, delicious wine, and that's from Southern Oregon. So we're starting to see Oregon really explore all of its possible opportunities, and some of them are dramatic. It's wonderful to see. It's going to make an interesting article for me for the Press Democrat.
Very nice.
I've got a quick question for Adam. What do you feel, because you've been working with Oregon for so long and Sonoma County, what's the main difference? Because I have people ask me all the time, and I have an opinion, but...
Well, I tend to think if you just talk about the wines, there's more red fruit up in Oregon, while we will get some darker fruit characters. There has been in the past in Oregon more inconsistency vintage to vintage, and so it was more difficult to purchase just across the board. That's really changed over the last few years. As we were walking in, Dan and I were talking about how their Oregon producers in general now are making very good wines in years that might have been written off 20, 30 years ago. So I think the quality of Oregon is exceptionally good. You know, the length of daylight is very different there. They get less time on the vines, but they have about the same amount of daylight.
Really?
Because you get into July and there's an extra hour of sunshine in the morning and an extra hour of sunshine in the evening.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
it gives a really different...
Really?
Yeah.
My son lives in Portland. I've never...
No, you go there in the middle of July and then it's 2 hours... The daylight is about 2 hours, just shy of 2 hours longer.
Wow.
bottle. And so it really is a different flavor profile that you get because you get the same amount of sunshine hours in fewer days.
That is really interesting.
Which obviously means that in some vintages you're going to get lower alcohols, which actually helps you in terms of expansion of those aromatics.
Yeah, as long as you can avoid some heat spikes and all that, you will tend to get lower alcohols. They're also, from a growing condition point of view, the first wine we tried from a vineyard here called Muirfield Vineyard is all dry farmed, which you don't see a lot of dry farmed Pinot Noir in California, but you can get away with that in Oregon because they tend to get, while it doesn't rain much in the summer, they will get enough rain here or there that it keeps it going pretty well.
And you will be serving this at your open house.
We will be serving
this
at our
Muirfield
house.
Has got a beautiful cranberry aroma, and it's got that wonderful acidity in the aftertaste. It's really a food wine. But I think most people who have tasted Oregon Pinot Noirs will not appreciate a wine like this until they actually taste it. Then they realize this wine is really special.
Yeah.
You know, I just you mentioned a good food wine, and I took a sip, and now I'm stirring. I want some meat.
There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Right now, we're giving away $4,000 worth of tickets.
That takes priority.
Unbelievable.
Phone.
Let's go with Tony in Santa Rosa. Tony, you lost your home in Larkfield, huh?
Yeah, we had about 15 minutes to get out, and within an hour, it was completely engulfed.
Wow.
So it's been a little bit of a, a fun time.
Yeah, so are you staying with friends, family, what?
No, we had good insurance, Travelers. They put us up in a hotel. Actually, I got lucky. We were planning to go on a trip to Europe the next day.
Wow.
And the insurance company said, well, go ahead. We've got to put you up somewhere.
Really?
We spent 3 weeks over there, and then we got back and spent another 3 weeks in a hotel, and they just got us into a rental house.
So wow.
We're doing good.
That's amazing, man. Well, how would you like $1,000 worth of tickets for Rise Up Sonoma?
Man, that would be so outrageous.
But, Tony, the question is, do you really enjoy wine and food?
Right. You know, I got about $10,000 that melted.
Wow.
My home, my new home will be well lit with wine that's from the spirit. But, yeah,
I know where you can get hooked up with that.
Yeah, go to Bottle Barn, dude.
That's it.
All right, Tony, hang on the line. You're going to Rise Up Sonoma on Sunday.
Looking forward to seeing
you
there, Tony.
Great show. Love you all. And everybody's right about what the spirit of Sonoma really is just amazing, has been, and we really appreciate everybody's goodwill.
It's incredible.
Right. Likewise, Tony.
Tony, hang on the line. Mike will take care of you. Judy's in Windsor. Hi, Judy.
Hello.
You don't really want to go to Rise Up Sonoma for $1,000, do you?
Well, I certainly would love to. I'm not too far from Tony. Our house was spared, but we did evacuate for a long time. But I want to say about Siduri.
Yes.
I turned up my nose at Pinot Noir. I go, ooh, you know, Pinot Noir, I just don't like it. Till I started going to Siduri. And they have so many incredible Pinots that you realize there's no such thing as the Pinot, the way there is no such thing as the Chardonnays.
Right.
So, yes.
Judy, thank you for that very much. I appreciate it. I live in Windsor as well, so I appreciate that. And I hope I see you at the open house on the 9th as well at the winery.
I would love to go there. I think I shall. I hadn't heard about it until you were talking a few minutes ago, so we'll be very pleased to be there.
There you go, and you'll be very pleased to go to Rise Up Sonoma on Sunday, Judy.
Good meeting you there, Judy.
All right, hang on the line, Judy, and Michael, take care of you. Dolores in Santa Rosa, California, I've heard of it. Hi, Dolores.
Hi. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm great, too. I got through.
You did get through. What are your thoughts on wine and food with 30 of the greatest chefs in San Francisco and 30 of the greatest chefs in Sonoma County?
Oh, my gosh. I have chills all over just mentioning that. I have been cooking and watching chef shows and drinking some wine, and I'm so excited. I can't even stand it.
Well, we'll see you there. You'll have a blast. Dolores, hang on the line. Michael, take care of you. And Richard is in somewhere in Santa Rosa. Hi, Richard.
Hello there.
What do you think, dude?
Well, I think the event sounds great, and I unfortunately was one of those people that lost their homes.
Oh, man. And what part of town?
Mark West Estates.
Oh, yeah.
Got the call about, fortunately, I did get a call at 1 a.m. on the landline, and then the power went out shortly after that, so my wife and I were scrambling around, and, you know, trying to lift up a garage door with no power is pretty tough, but
yeah.
Fortunately, we got out with our cars and our dog, and fortunately, we just got a house to rent in Petaluma last week, so we're happy for that, and now we got to focus on rebuilding. And.
But you are going to rebuild.
Yes, unless the thing that worries me is I keep on hearing the prices from contractors, and we just have to finalize it with our insurance company and pick a contractor that where we are. There's, out of 195 homes in Mark West Estates, I think 185 burned. So we'll probably match up with some of the other homeowners to try to get a little better pricing. So we're keeping our fingers crossed and. Help them work out.
Well, Richard, you're going to Rise Up Sonoma on Sunday. Tickets for you and your wife worth $1,000. I keep pressing that just because I'm so impressed myself that I'm doing this, that I'm giving out tickets like this to my listeners.
Yeah, Oprah. I'll take back all those bad things I've been telling my wife about you.
No, don't do that.
Not all of it.
Not all of it, yeah. Richard, hang on the line, okay? We're going to be doing, as we do every year, some of our pre-holiday, pre-Christmas, New Year's shows where you guys talk about what's on special and what goes with what for the holidays.
Season.
Yeah, for the season. Thank you.
I want to add that Bottle Barn has carried some of the greatest rosés I have ever tasted, and they're getting better. They're actually improving from summer. They needed a little time in the bottle. They are such bargains now, it's a joke. I'm going in to buy a case. It's ridiculous how cheap these rosés are.
Some of these are probably really hitting their stride now, like some of the Tavel rosé or some that were a little tight when they first came out or really coming out of their shell at this point. And we just can't sit on them much past January because they're already releasing.
The 17s are coming
17s
in.
17s
are
starting to come out January.
We actually have seen one 17 is already on the market. It's from South Africa, the Mulderbosch.
So
we're starting to see some of those, but I think the most impressive thing is the collection that you put together, Barry. That was really impressive. And now the wines are still available, but now at a decent price.
It was a wanting market out there. It was impressive. The most rosé we've ever sold this year by far. So.
Really impressive.
All right. And we're going to be doing, with Barry and Dan, a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
All the suggestions from everybody about Christmas. And New Year's.
Maybe my wife will make biscotti again. We'll do.
Now you're talking.
Maybe another vin santo or something like that.
Well, you should bring in food every week.
I thought that was in your contract.
We had taqueria at lunch today. I could have brought it.
Is your wife the guest chef at Rise Up Sonoma?
No, not.
Maybe?
All right, we've only got a couple minutes here. I want to thank Adam Lee from Siduri Wines and Sam Lando from Lando Wines and, of course, my co-host Dan Berger and Barry Herbst.
Thank you guys so much for having us today.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Good to see you both.
Likewise.
Barry, we'll figure out exactly what we're doing for the pre-season special.
Yes.
With Dan and you and whoever else. Dan, anything to add quickly?
Bubbles are coming.
The bubbles are coming.
Love it.
All right, we're ready for more bubbles, but more fun as well.
Exactly.
A lot of fun.
Well, they're hand in hand. So.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you. I hope to see you on Sunday at Sonoma Country Day School, thanks to Dustin Vallette. But this is an amazing event, and congrats to everyone who worked so hard in a really short period of time to put it together.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, and we'll see you guys soon.